This is Mistress Scarlet of thescarletmistress.com, and this is the third in a little series called Stripped at the Security Checkpoint. If you missed one and two, just go to my blog and find them there. He stayed there with his arms above his head for about 10 minutes. Unable to hide himself, he felt so exposed and excited that he let his mind start to wander. He stared at TSA Agent Scarlet as she sat on her desk with her long legs crossed at the knee. He felt his cock starting to throb and grow as he thought about being on his knees between her thighs. He imagined the feeling of her silky panties against his nose as he inhaled her intoxicating scent. It was as if her hand were firmly pressing on the back of his head. It felt so real. "You seem to be dripping onto my floor." "Ugh, men have no self-control," Scarlet said as he was startled back to reality. She stood and walked over to him, standing so unbearably close that time stood still. She looked down at his cock and reached out a finger, touching it to the tip and dragging it through the glistening pre-cum. Bringing her finger up to his mouth, she slowly wiped it onto his lips and whispered, "Lick those lips clean." He did so eagerly, completely forgetting about his flight, his reunion, his wife, everything. She brought her hand back down to his cock. "Sir, I do believe your flight is leaving in about 30 minutes. If you want to make that flight, I want you to come for me. You have exactly 2 minutes to do so. If you don't comply, I will have no choice but to detain you further, and you will most certainly miss your ride." She very gently wrapped her hand around his cock and pressed her thigh up against her fist. "Go ahead. Use your hips and thrust in and out of my fist." "Oh God, this is so humiliating. But your hand, oh your hand, it feels so good," he said as his hips started to move forward and back. His erection arched back and forth in her hand. She tightened her squeeze. "Tick-tock," she said. He moved his hips faster, feeling the familiar tightness in his balls as the orgasm started to build and the pleasurable sensations started to take over his body. No sooner had the orgasm begun than TSA Agent Scarlet let go of his cock, swung her hand back, and slapped it hard. She quickly grabbed it roughly and shoved her thumb right over the head. Throwing her head back and laughing loudly, she said, "It's my greatest pleasure to ruin yours. Men like you come through every day with their swinging dicks and their ogling eyes. Don't you forget who's in charge in this world. Women will always have your balls." The agony and the frustration was incredible as he felt his orgasm completely ruined, wasted. As he sat on the plane awaiting departure, he closed his eyes and felt himself slowly drifting back to the room where he was milked and wasted, naked and humiliated. His cock reacted and defied him, starting to throb in his pants. Was he becoming aroused? He had just been humiliated. Shaking his head and grabbing the magazine from the seat back, he reached over to push the button to recline. He was surprised when a delicate hand fell over his. He looked up and the woman next to him was grinning. "I couldn't help but notice you were detained by security. Did everything get itself worked out?" She had a look in her eyes that extended beyond her words. She knew. Scarlet was right. Women are in charge of this world. Oh, shit. I do hope you've enjoyed my story. I really enjoyed writing it, and I've really had a great time on the phone reenacting some of the story and even adding new twists and turns. So give me a call, and we can do just that. 1-800-601-6975. And again, my blog is thescarletmistress.com.